At midnight GMT, this is Chris Berrow with the newsroom. Donald Trump says Iran will give up its enriched uranium. Tehran says they've agreed to no such thing.
Most of the points are already negotiated and agreed to. You'll be very happy.
There's also confusion as to whether the Strait of Hormuz is open or not. We'll hear from the shipping industry. Also on the programme, we join Canadian Rangers patrolling their northern border using a combination of technology and Inuit knowledge that's been handed down the generations.
We have to let the rest of the world know we are here and this is our home and we're going to protect it with everything we have.
And later...
And the winner is... Clair Obscur Expedition 33!
Yes, the 2026 gaming BAFTA winners have been announced and the favourite doesn't sweep the board as expected. You're listening to the BBC World Service. First, a summary of the latest world news.
BBC News with Gabriel O'Regan. President Trump has again insisted the US will recover Iran's highly enriched uranium as part of a deal to end the war. Mr. Trump said the US would work with Iran to retrieve what he called the nuclear dust buried by US airstrikes last year and bring it to America. Bernd de Busman in Washington says the speech in Arizona was designed to please his home audience.
I think the president's keenly aware of the pressure he's facing domestically, both in terms of petrol prices and from those, many of whom are within his own base, that he not get the U.S. involved in a protracted conflict overseas again. And I think in his speech tonight, he kind of said that without saying it directly. He very much framed the operation in Iran as America first operations that were undertaken to achieve American foreign policy goals and American objectives.
But Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has said the uranium would not be transferred anywhere and the issue hadn't even been raised in negotiations. In the same speech, President Trump insisted a US blockade of Iranian ports would continue until a deal is fully signed. Reacting on social media, the Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf, threatened to reverse the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz unless the blockade was lifted. Arsenio Dominguez, the head of the International Maritime Organization, which regulates shipping safety, told the BBC he needs more details.
Right now, I still don't have the specific guarantees in relation to the safety and security of the corridor that IMO has established since 1968. There should not be additional authorizations or approvals from any of the parties in this respect. So I do call for the shipping industry to be cautious about this announcement until there's more clarity.
The Lebanese president says his country is entering a new phase to transform a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah into a permanent settlement. In an address a day after the truce came into effect, Joseph Aoun said Lebanon would no longer be an arena for others. The Trump administration says it's hosted a productive meeting with the head of Anthropic following months of tension between the Defense Department and the artificial intelligence company. Earlier this year, President Trump ordered government agencies to stop using Anthropic's technology after it insisted on safeguards. Lily Jamali is our North America technology correspondent.
The dispute started when Anthropic's chief executive, Dario Amodei, refused to allow the Pentagon to use his company's technology for mass domestic surveillance or autonomous military targeting. That prompted the Pentagon to declare Anthropic a national security risk in February. Anthropic has recently developed a powerful AI model called Mythos, which it won't release to the public because it's so powerful and particularly good at hacking. However, it will be available to a few dozen companies and now, potentially, the U.S. government.
World News from the BBC. An Irish man accused of heading one of Europe's most violent criminal gangs has been arrested in Dubai. Daniel Kinahan found fame as a boxing promoter, but his father was part of a major drug smuggling ring. Police believe he now runs the operation. The Kinahan gang were also involved in a feud with rivals, which has seen more than a dozen people killed. Ukraine's President Zelensky has warned neighbouring Belarus not to get involved with Russia's invasion. In a post on social media, Mr. Zelensky said new roads and artillery positions were being built by Belarus close to the border. He told the Belarusian leadership Kyiv would defend itself against any attack. Belarus is a strong ally of Russia, and Russian troops launched part of their invasion of Ukraine from Belarusian territory. The The French video game Clair Obscur Expedition 33 has won the top prize at the BAFTA Games Awards in London. The role-playing dark fantasy adventure also won two other prizes. The game, designed by Sandfall Interactive, has become a global sensation since its launch a year ago, selling more than 5 million copies. In December, it became the first French production to win Game of the Year at the Games Awards in Los Angeles. And the Brazilian basketball legend Oscar Schmidt has died at the age of 68. His family said he'd fought a brain tumour for 15 years with courage, dignity and resilience. Here's our global affairs reporter, Paul Moss.
Brazil is not exactly short of sporting heroes, but Oscar Schmidt held a special place in the country's heart. Firstly, there was the sheer longevity of his career, which took in five consecutive Olympic Games. That, in turn, enabled Schmidt to become the Olympics' highest-ever basketball scorer, with more than 1,000 points to his name. But there was also the fact that he was selected by a US team, the New Jersey Nets, but declined to take up the opportunity so that he could continue to play for the Brazilian national side.
And that's the latest world news from the BBC.